Amen. Thanks, Pete. Thanks, George, for the reading. Next week, second Sunday in January, we're going to begin exploring, a new book. It's not new because it's in the Bible, but it's new to us. I certainly haven't explored this book before as a sermon series. We're going to explore the book of Malachi. Looking forward to that. 8 weeks. Malachi has a lot to say. I'm entitling the series, The Danger of Spiritual Apathy. So there's one to get our teeth into. But that's for the future. Last week it was really good, and I thank you for those that engaged in what we did. It was really good to reflect on all that 2023 had held for us, good and bad. And also then to think a little about our hopes and dreams for 2024 and to commit those to God. In some ways, this today, before we get stuck into Malachi next week, is a bit like a continuation of last week. Because here we are. The new year is already 1 week old. That means there's just 50 weeks to go until Christmas. Well, but it's the truth. You know what? I worked out it's only going to be 47 weeks before we put the tree up again. Oh, dear. It all comes around so quick, doesn't it? Do you know what, Sean? I know one person in this church who will, before long, will be saying, Darren, can we have a meeting about the plans for Christmas? She's not here today, but I know some of you will know who she is. So, I don't know about you, I think that life is a constant learning experience. I learnt a new word the other day, and we might even get a little picture that comes up on the screen. And if you click again, Susanna, the new word will come up. I learned the word coddywomple. Who's heard of the word coddywomple? One or two. The word coddywomple, in fact, if you click again, Susanna, the word coddywomple means this: to travel purposefully toward an yet unknown destination. According to the Urban Dictionary, to travel in a purposeful manner towards a vague destination. Basically, it has the sense of keeping moving forward, even when you're not quite sure where you are going. And the importance of coddywomple, or coddywompling, is what I want to talk about this morning. And that's a phrase I never thought I would say, but that's where we are. Sometimes, to coddywomple, to continue moving forward purposefully, even if you aren't quite sure where you're ultimately heading, you just have some vague idea, is the best thing that you can do. In fact, sometimes it's even the only thing you can do. I found myself thinking this week that we can often particularly find ourselves doing that, coddywompling, when we're in a liminal space, when we're in that space between what was and what is yet to come, when we're not quite sure where we are or what lies ahead. That state of in-betweenness, if you like. As we begin a new year as individuals, as a church, maybe that's what we need to be doing. Maybe right now, coddywompling is what God is calling us to do. To move forward, to continue to move forward purposefully, but without really know where we're seeking to reach, what the end goal is, what the answer to some of our questions is. I think that takes faith. I think recently, and certainly last year, that's where I was. And I still am. That's where we were as a church last year, and I expect in reality we will always be in a little bit of a state of coddywompling. And that, as I said, takes faith. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy place to be in. We often talk, don't we, about a journey of faith. And like any journey, it's not always, in fact, hardly ever, are you traveling purely on a perfectly straight road where you can see everything ahead of you, including the destination you're trying to reach. It's never like that. And life's the same. But we need to keep moving forward nonetheless. You see, there may be unknowns that we don't quite have an answer for or don't fully understand. Things that could stop us from moving forward, whether purposefully or not, because we can't see the end destination. For some people, it's very difficult to be moving forward towards something if they're not sure what it is they're moving forward to. The problem is then, though, is that we can find ourselves staying in that liminal state, in that same place, and making no progress whatsoever, because we aren't moving forward. George read the passage from the beginning of Hebrews 11. He read just 8 verses. The chapter has 40 verses, all of them devoted to telling us about a whole list of people who did what they did by faith. People who were prepared to listen to God and act upon what he was saying without always knowing why, without always knowing the ultimate outcome. They simply trusted in him and acted by faith, we were told. We heard about Abel. We heard about Enoch. We heard about Noah. We heard what happened to them because of their faith. Their willingness to do what God was asking of them, even if they didn't know where it would lead. Because that's what faith is. And we learn exactly the same about everyone else in the rest of chapter 11. Doing what God wanted by faith. And having faith is the important bit. I don't know if you picked up on what George read in verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, that's God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So we need to believe in God and that he exists. And then that faith which we have will be oh so important in our lives as individuals, and so important in our lives as a church, as I'll mention later. Get to know God, folks. That's exactly what Christine was praying in her prayer. Get to know God, folks, this year, or get to know him better. Spend time with him in prayer. Spend time with him reading his word. I was really encouraged this morning. Someone arrived this morning, and the first thing she said was, "Darren, can I speak to you about daily Bible reading notes? I think I want to change mine. I want to know what's out there." That's what we should be thinking. How are we going to better engage with God this year? Because we need faith in him if we are going to live by faith. We then hear about Abraham. Chapter 11 actually has a lot to say about Abraham, and I suggest this afternoon, why not read the whole of chapter 11? What we heard about was what George read in verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Abraham was coddywompling. He probably didn't realize that. I expect he went out purposefully, having heard from God, because he was a man of God who by faith obeyed God. I'm sure he went out and moving forward purposefully, and yet he didn't know where he was going. He didn't know where God was going to lead him. He simply coddywompled. Thing is, folks, and many of you will know this, many of you have been Christians many, many years, God doesn't always reveal every detail of his plan, does he? But he does ask for our obedience to trust him in faith. And there's no doubt that the first step of obedience is often the hardest one. I should imagine Abraham's first step was the hardest one when he went out not knowing where he was going. But God promises to be with us every step of the way towards our destination, even if we don't know where that is or what it is. You may well be wondering where you're heading. But simply ask God for the next step to take. And then be obedient in following him by taking it. The destination might be unknown, but God knows your path and you can trust him in that same way that all the folk of chapter 11 of Hebrews did. And elsewhere in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 5, we're told that we are to walk by faith and not by sight, trusting in God, trusting in God's word. Those listed in Hebrews 11 did exactly that. We are required to do the same, both as individuals, but also for us as a church. And speaking of church, how might some of this apply to us here at Worcester Baptist Church in 2024? How might we be required to act, to walk, to move forward by faith in 2024? In my COVID state of sat on the sofa most of the week in front of the fire, feeling very sorry for myself, I've been reflecting on this. And here's a few thoughts for us as we enter this new year. If you're a church member, you'll already know that we have a few concerns, if I put it that way, about our finances going forward. If I was a CEO of a business, then maybe I'd be a little bit worried by our finances going forward. But I'm not a CEO of a business. I'm a minister of a church, and therefore I choose to, by faith, trust that God has it all under control and he will have the answer. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't look at the figures and see what could be done to help. And we've already taken a number of steps to be sure our outgoings, our expenditure, are as they should be. That's just good stewardship of what God has given us. But it does mean that I'm simply not going to get stressed by it. I'm looking at the treasurer now, who probably really is, but I'm sure you're not. I may not know the destination in terms of our finances, how they're going to work out, but I'm prepared to coddywomple when it comes to them and trust that God has our finances in his control. I'm prepared to move forward purposefully through this year and trust him completely, because I know that God has work to do here at Worcester Baptist Church. So I know he'll have it covered somehow. And of course, as I reflected back on 2023, we have to acknowledge that one of the issues was that we lost a few folk towards the start of last year. This time last year, as we were preparing for a vote at this church, I said we are going to lose some folk over this vote. I knew it would happen. But I also knew that by faith, we should move forward purposefully with that vote and trust the future to God. And having trusted God, we did grow again throughout the rest of 2023, as again, I knew we would, to the point where we had just as many people at this church at the end of the year as we had at the start of last year. You know what, we have, in the next month or so, we have five new folk about to come into church membership, which means that we are about to have, in a 12-month period, more church members than during any other 12-month period in my 8.5 years here at WBC. I tell you, we can trust God that he knows what he is doing. That's why I'm not getting stressed by it. And having mentioned the word membership, if there is anyone here who isn't an official member of the church, which gives you insight into the governance of the church, and you get to vote on things, that there are things you can do as a member, do speak with me or any of the deacons. Let's just explain what membership is and how it works. I know we've not all been Baptists all our life, and Baptists might seem a weird bunch to some. Maybe they might do to me, actually. But the key thing is, that's how we do governance in a Baptist church. So if you want to find out about membership of the church, then do speak to me. The point is this. God has honored us for doing what we believe he wanted us to do by faith. It was us moving forward purposefully without really knowing where we were heading, but trusting that God did. And I think we're a healthier church for taking the steps that we did last year by faith. We were prepared by faith to coddywomple. You know, we have some decisions to make this year, obviously, regarding the finances, but other decisions as well. But we can look back and note how God has honored our desire to follow what he asked for last year, even when we were unsure of the outcomes. And we can use that to have confidence to move forward into 2024. Purposefully. Even though, again, we aren't sure of the outcome. He has proved that we can trust him. 14 years ago, I guess probably this very day, the very start of 2010, there were very few people worshipping in this church. But they had, by faith, continued to meet, continued to worship. And God had a plan. And almost overnight, 40 people came from another local Baptist church, boosted this church to what it is today. They could have given up. By faith, they continued. God had the answer. We need to trust him in that. We know that there's some big decisions to make in the Baptist Union this year. There is a lot of turmoil ahead in the Baptist Union this year. I am reading on ministers' Facebook posts all sorts of stress and concern about what this year is going to hold. You know what? I'm happy by faith to leave it in God's hands. He knows what he's doing. He's been around longer than us. By faith, we trust him. So let me say this to close this morning. Sometimes we just have to coddywomple in life. We just have to travel purposefully toward an as yet unknown destination. We're told that by faith, that's exactly what Abraham did. He went out, not knowing where he was going. So this year, By faith, we need to trust God for the future. By faith, we need to step out into whatever he calls us to do. By faith, we need to hand control over to God. By faith, we need to make the most of the journey, even if we don't know where it leads. Goodness only knows, many of you will know, you've traveled before in your lives. Often, it's the journey which is the most exciting bit. It's not always the destination you reach. This year holds many unknowns, maybe many uncertainties for us here as a church. As every year has, and as every year always will. But I'm prepared to simply trust God in them. I'm prepared by faith to coddywomple and to focus on the many good things that will happen along the journey as we move forward purposefully this year. And there are a lot of exciting and positive things to look forward to. I know that's what myself and the rest of the leadership team feel. So, Happy New Year and happy coddywompling. Amen. I can invite Pete and the band back up. Is someone being tasked to go over the road?
I'm not responsible.
Ah, brilliant. Thanks, Andy.
Not my job. I can't do that and play. We're going to sing a song that we sang before the service, actually. And it's a song that reflects much of what Darren's been speaking about, some of that, perhaps that sort of uncertainty about the future, but putting your trust in God in all of that. It uses the phrase Kyrie eleison, which is Greek, and it means Lord, have mercy. And it repeats that phrase many times through the song. So as we sing this song,